So he said, say what I say, believe what I say, and can be convinced like Abraham, be fully persuaded, and you tell everybody when there's no evidence in your body, no evidence in Sarah's womb, you begin to tell people, I'm a father of many nations. Did Isaac show up? I said, did Isaac show up?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is he a different God to Abraham than he is to you and me today?
No.
If I understand, he told us in his word, we have a better covenant established upon better promises. What I need, what I want, what I desire is in the word of God. So why should I put God's word on the back burner? Why should I put God's word aside? Why should I put it second place? I must let his word, because you cannot, you hear me? You cannot separate God from his word.
Amen.
So how did I get to know God? Get to know his word. Have you ever seen God? No. Do you know him? How did I know? I know him through the word. I know him through the word. I know him through the word. If he said he'll do it, then I start acting like it because I'm convinced he won't lie to me. I don't need no evidence in my natural sight. I don't need no evidence. I don't have to feel nothing. I don't have to see nothing. I'm convinced in my heart because I believe it. I shall see it. Not that I might see it, I shall see it. Hallelujah. How do I know this? Because great is he that's in me and he that's in the world. And I spend enough time in the word. I spend enough time in prayer. I spend enough time with him to know that this is true, because there's a witness on the inside of me. There's a witness on the inside of you. That when trouble shows up, I don't panic. I praise. I shout. I rejoice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If I'm not at the shouting, rejoicing stage, I go to the word and build myself. And get there and stay there. And be fully persuaded that what he said to me is the truth. Then when circumstance consists or try to exist and continue, I keep talking. I keep praising. I keep giving thanks. I don't change what I said. This word is sealed in blood. This word cannot be altered. It is forever settled. If it says that I can have it, then let me have it. Hallelujah. You know, the greatest thing I learned, and it's helping me in life, I used to go to God trying to convince God to help me. I used to go to him and try to talk him into doing things for me. Like he had to come up with it somehow. But I found out God had done everything he's going to do about my salvation. God have done everything he's going to do about me being born again. He have done everything he's going to do about me being filled with the Spirit. He have done everything he's going to do for me, about me, for walking in peace. He have done everything he's going to do about my health. He have done everything he's going to do about my money, my family, my relationship, how I treat my... He have done everything. What I have to learn how to do and have to go to him and receive what he's already done. It's already done on his part. And that's what we have to learn how to do. All that I need has been provided. Everything I need is in Christ. And Christ is in me. And Christ is in you. The anointed one that destroys the yoke, that removes burden, that set the captive free. It's on the inside of you and me. And how do I receive? By faith. Then how do you receive by faith? God gave you when you got born again. He gave you faith. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He gave you the major faith. So his words are spirit and they are life, and they come out of the Spirit. Life and the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. How did I get? How do I come aware of it? I spend time reading, meditating, confessing, saying, acting, and doing. I spend enough time feeding, meditating, believing. Once I believe what he says, I meditate on it. Once I meditate on it, I take action on it. And once I take action on that word, I take my stand. I'm not moved by what's come up next. Did you hear about the testimony with the job? They said it wasn't no job, but it is a job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it wasn't no job, why did she wind up with one? You see how the devil lied to you? Try to tell you that you're not coming through this time. Healing belongs to you. Peace belongs to you. I don't care how much pain. I know we don't like pain. Do what you got to do if you're in pain. If you need to take some medicine, that's fine. But don't get off your faith. Because healing belongs to you. It's yours. It's the children's bread. Hallelujah. God know you got to listen to me. As I get ready to close, God know you got to live in this earth, and you don't live on the side of the road in a big baseball box. God knows you got to travel from here to there. That's why you got an automobile. God know that automobile costs money. He know how much money. God knows that house. That's why you take your stand on the word of God. And I'm telling you, we could tell you stories, after stories, and we're not going to get into that today. How God supernaturally supplied and provided. And I'm telling you, it seemed like there was no way it could happen. And I'll tell you this one. How faithful God is.